Blog Talk Radio.
Titanic was unsinkable, but while the captain was away from his place and the more inexperienced persons were in charge of the ship, the Titanic ran head on into an iceberg and the unsinkable ship sank. But you don't have to worry about that on the old ship of Zion, because King Jesus is our captain. King Jesus is our here tonight that you once had blessed fellowship with the Lord, but as time went on, you strayed away from the church, forgot about your relationship with the Lord. But I hope something will be said tonight during this recording that will help you to decide it's time to go back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. Going where living waters flow. Oh, I can hear my Savior calling. Repent and tell the calling. My heart turned back to Jesus. And I must. Oh, I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going where living waters flow. It's not that the Lord left you. It reminds me of a story that I heard once that there was a gentleman, he and his used-to-be girlfriend, now it's his wife, they've been married 25 or 30 years, and they were just discussing, you know, what happened during the years, the interim of the years. And she said, you know, it used to be when we rode down the street, we were so close until people couldn't tell if it was one person or two in the car. And she's trying to make him feel responsible. He said, but baby, let me remind you of one thing. The car is still configured the same. Mm. I was driving, and now I'm sitting next to the door on the left, and you're sitting next to the door on the right. Who moved? In other words, he was still in the same place. So I just want you to know that if there's a relationship that has drifted apart between you and the Lord, he didn't move. He's yet where he's always been. He never had left me alone. He never had left me alone. By night and by day, he
Nobody do it like Bishop, the late Bishop G.E. Patterson. Amen, amen. When you hear Bishop Patterson, I don't care where you are, something gonna have to move. Amen. He just was anointed preacher, a gifted singer, and a man that loved the saints of God. Amen. We don't have many left with that type of legacy. Amen, with that awesome, awesome testimony of what God can do. Amen, but we're just so happy to be in the land of the living. We thank God for this 22nd day in the year, in the new year, 2014. Amen, it's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Some didn't make it. Amen, but we're thankful to God that he had mercy upon us. How many know that God's mercies are renewed every morning? So we'd like to take this time to welcome each and every one of you all to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many know that we have to pursue our destiny? Amen. I am your founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And also our co-host is standing in with us, none other than Sister Ruby Larry. Amen. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, both naturally and spiritually, and I can say supernaturally also, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apology. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. That is out of Ephesians 2:20. This broadcast airs daily, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's with none other than Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina. We also have an early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time that airs for about 30 to 45 minutes. So we invite you to tune in for early Sunday morning prayer. I know on the East Coast that's a little late in the morning for you all, but 7 a.m. on the West Coast. And we just tune in and offer God some corporate prayer. Everybody come on the line, have an opportunity to pray for about 5 or 7 minutes. So we invite you to tune in. All of our call-in segments can be reached at area code 858-683-1334. That's the number to call in for every segment. Amen. Also, our email address is newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or we welcome you to mail any prayer requests or praise reports you would like to share on our radio broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, Post Office Box 5702. Excuse me. Woo, Jesus. Excuse me one second. We have a baby in the house. Can you all just excuse me for a moment? Again, our mailing address is New Destiny Ministries, Post Office Box 5702, and that's Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we'd like you to visit our page on Facebook at New Destiny Ministries. Also, we can be found on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Also, we'd like to share with you that you can share this gift with your friends and family, and you can invite them to go back and listen to these archived messages, and they are available on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can listen live on YouTube or blogtalkradio.com. We are excited about what God is doing. Amen. And we want you to hang on in there. Don't sign off, because God has a word just for you. And not only a word, I believe it is a rhema word. Amen. We're just so excited. I don't know about you, but I'm always excited about the saints of God, especially those that are laboring in the vineyard. Amen. And we're excited to have this awesome woman of God with us today. She is a mother. She is a missionary. She is an evangelist. She is a soul winner. I can go on and on about this awesome mother that will be bringing the word of light to us on today. And I'm going to read her bio. Amen. And that's what we do for most of our, not most of, every speaker that comes on the line, we take an opportunity to read a bio and share with you a little something about them. Amen. Now, she's not a stranger to this broadcast. She's been on here several times. Amen. But this is our first time speaking. Amen. So we're going to read her bio. And it says, evangelist, mother, missionary, Mary Cannon was born in a small city between Magnolia and Eldorado, Arkansas. She was raised by her grandmother, Pearl Newton, and later moved to Michigan in 1950 to live with her mother. There, she met the love of her life, the late Elsie Cannon, and married at a young age. They became the proud parents of 7 daughters and 3 sons. One of her daughters is deceased. So she is the mother, and also her husband is deceased. So she is a widow. Amen. She has 9 living daughters and sons. Amen. Mother Cannon was baptized in Jesus' name on June 8, 1958. Amen, amen. I was just a little toddler. And she received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost 3 days later on June 11, 1958, under the pastoralship of Elder Sylvester Winston at Bethlehem Temple Church in Lansing, Michigan. And she's still there. She has served faithfully under the former presiding prelate of the Pentecostal Churches of the Apostolic Faith and the senior bishop, Alfred Singleton, Sr., as a missionary chair lady. She works along with the Tarring Committee, the Usher Board, and travels extensively with the Outreach Committee, visiting the sick and shut-in, going into Detroit and the other surrounding cities there in Michigan. She is also the overseer of the 12 noonday prayer that they host every Wednesday, I believe, at their church. One of Mother Cannon's daughters, Karen Singleton, is married to one of Bishop Alfred Singleton's sons, Terrence Singleton, and they have 2 daughters and 1 son. And I believe the son has a child also. So the family is growing. Amen. On a personal note, as my friend and one of my mothers in the gospel, Mother Cannon is just so sweet, I tell you, and I'm just not saying it because she's a friend of mine. Everyone that know Mother Cannon can attest to the character and the friendliness and the warmness as she embraces people everywhere she goes. She's been one of my roommates as we travel to the national convention, and Mother will be blessed to see another birthday. She'll be 82 years old, the Lord's willing, on April the 2nd. Amen. So I tell you, I stayed with Mother, and Mother is vibrant. She's alive. She's not, you know, some of these young people, they all won't be around old folks. They say, ah! But Mother, honey, ain't nothing old about Mother. Mother is vibrant. She's healthy. She's able to still get around and do the work of the ministry. And I tell you, when I'm in the room with her, Mother is dressed and ready before me. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just love Mother Cannon. And I tell you, after I told her about this broadcast, she had promised me that she would be coming on. So, you know, she had a little something going on for a little while. But we reconnected, and Mother have been coming on the broadcast, and she has been spreading the news about this broadcast to her family and friends, and especially Mother Charity. Mother Charity has been on the line since Bishop, Mother Cannon told her about the line, so she's been coming on faithfully every day. So we're just so happy to have Mother with us today. It is such a pleasure, such a pleasure. So I'm honored to present to some and introduce to others our speaker. That's none other than Mother, evangelist, missionary, Mother Mary Cannon. Amen. God bless you, Mother.
All right. I would like to say praise the Lord to everybody in the radio land. First of all, I give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I want to thank Evangelist Adrian Bernard for having me on this radio broadcast. I really thank Jesus because he works through people. And what I want to talk about today is the power of prayer.
Mm.
Prayer works. It changes things. It changes people.
Mm.
And I'm going to, Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, it reads as this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Prayer. God's people must pray out to him in desperation for mercy and must completely, I mean completely, depend upon him and trust him. Your prayer must be earnest, sincere, and sustained until God answers from heaven. And he is a God that will answer prayer. I love him because he's answered so many of my prayers. You know, there's nobody like him. You can put your trust in him. You can depend on him. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. God is a good God. He's a merciful Savior. And I just want to say, he will answer you. He's a prayer. He's so good, and he loves us so much. And we should always pray and never faint and don't ever give up from praying. We must pray earnestly until God answers us, like I said earlier, from heaven. He will answer you. He's a God that cannot lie. You can depend on him. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Lo, he will be with you always, not just sometimes, but always, even to the end of the world. There's a song that we sing sometimes. You can depend on God. Through the storms, through the rain, through sickness and the pain, you can depend on God. And I want to talk about the prayer of Peter. When Peter was in prison, they put him in prison, but the church was praying for him. Until God freed him, he sent an angel into the prison where Peter was, and Peter was chained between two soldiers. He was bound. He couldn't get out. He couldn't go anyplace. But the angel told Peter to follow him. He told him to stand up, and the chain just automatically dropped off of him because the saints was praying for him. You know, it's nothing like prayer. Lord has sent the angel into the prison to deliver Peter. And you know, prayer changes things. Peter was delivered, and you can be delivered. It is nothing, there's nothing, nothing but nothing too hard for the Lord. So, people of God and those that are listening, if you need help, whatever you need, call on Jesus because he's definitely answered prayer. So if you ask him, he'll do it. You have to trust him, have faith in it. When Jesus rose from the grave, he said, all power in heaven, not some power, but all power in heaven and in earth was given unto him. Jesus can do anything but fail. He stands on his word. If Jesus had to pray, what about you and I? He prayed to his Father. And I'm going to read this. It's in Luke, the 22nd chapter, I think it is, and around the 40th verse. It says, when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthened him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. It means something to pray. You can depend on Jesus. He will never leave you. And he prayed. And how many of us have prayed like until we sweat? Not many. Not like Jesus prayed. Because he was on his way to die. And he prayed. He knew God could do anything. And he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And we have to have the same mind, not I will, but the will of God be done in our lives. Because one of these days, he's coming back, saints. And everybody that hear my voice, he's coming back. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle or any such thing. So it pays us to be ready. Jesus loved us so much, and he loves us today. He'll stand on his word. So we just continue to seek God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. As children of God, we need to pray for our young people. Our young people, they are gone astray.
No.
It's praying time, saints. Jesus is coming back, and we got to be ready. It reminds me of the 10 virgins. You know, the 10 virgins. There was 10 virgins in the Bible, and they all rose when the bridegroom came. And 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. And the 5 said, the 5 didn't have no oil in their lamps, and the other 5 did. And they asked them, well, give me some of your oil. But they couldn't give them their oil because they wouldn't have enough for themselves. But those that was ready, they were the ones that went in. And that's the way it's going to be when Jesus comes back. Those that are ready is going back with Jesus. So, saints of God and friends, let us pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning, noonday, whenever the Lord laid on your heart, we pray for people everywhere because we need prayer. We all need prayer. We just can't make it through here without praying.
Amen.
So let us pray, saints of God. And, you know, in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, Hezekiah, he was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah came to him and said to him, set your house in order, for you're going to die and not live.
Mm.
Then he turned his face toward the wall. He prayed honestly unto the Lord.
Hey.
And he told him, he said, you know how I walked before him in all truth and with a perfect heart.
Come on, Mother.
God gave him 15 more years because of how he had lived before him. Saints of God, we can go to him for anything, anytime. Anywhere, and he's not like telephone. You know, if somebody call you and another person call you and another person call you, Jesus won't put you on hold because he hears all of us, and he will answer us in his own time. And it was just a wonderful thing. If you need more peace, you need more love, you need more joy, you can call on Jesus because he will give you desires of your heart. He said he would. It means something to pray and to seek God. If your sister desires, or brother desires a husband, a place to live, bills to be paid, if you need salvation, according to Acts 2:38, you must be born again. It is in the asking. He will answer you. Be honest and sincere when you pray. I'm a living witness. He will answer prayer because he's no shorter than his word. Let me see here. I'm a living witness. This was before I was saved. I wasn't married. I'm going to tell the story, but it's a true story.
Go ahead.
I wasn't married, and I met this young man. His name was John, and he was in the Air Force, and he came on a furlough to visit his parents. And he was going to make a career out of the Army, in the Army. He was in the Air Force. So he was here visiting his parents, so I met him. And we began to talk, and we talked, and then we apparently got serious about one another, and he asked me to marry him. And I had a bad experience at one time. I was living in a home working for a lady, and her sister had a husband, and he was in the Navy. And he came home on a furlough, and when he had to go back, she cried so hard, and I felt so sorry for her, but it wasn't anything I could do. I told John that I wouldn't marry anybody that was in any branch of the service. And John said to me, I'll get out. I said to him, well, get out. Only God knows how John got out of the Army, but he did. He got out. In the meantime, I had a real close friend. Her name was Dorothy. And she ended up being my sister-in-law. I would go visit with her. She was married, and she had a daughter. Then she said to me one day, she said, Mary, I have a brother's coming up here, you know, to work at Oldsmobile because it was doing very good at that time. I said to her, I don't care. I have a boyfriend. Do you all there in Radio Land know that Elsa Cannon, that was my husband's name, came all the way from Arkansas to Lansing, Michigan. And I met him at his sister's house, and we started talking. And so we got serious about one another, and he asked me to marry him. And I said, no. I said, be my big brother, because I didn't have a brother. He said to me, I don't want to be your big brother. So we began to court each other. And you know, of course, I couldn't marry two men. That, you can't do that in this life. Only they did it under the law, but not this time.
Right.
And so both of them wanted to marry me. So what I did, I prayed to God because I did not want to make a mistake.
Mm.
And I prayed to him, and he showed me in a dream. John was in this dream, and my husband was in this dream. Elsie was in this dream. John had on his uniform. They were standing side by side. My husband had on his regular clothes. And matter of fact, my husband owned the shirt that was in the dream that I saw them. And I asked the Lord which one would make me a better husband. And I ended up marrying my husband, which we were married almost 33 years before God took him.
Mm.
And we had 10 children. Of course, we lost one, and we have 9 children living today.
Mm.
I had three sons and 3 wonderful sons and 6 wonderful daughters.
All right,
ma'am. And you can't tell me that God, he answered prayer. Have to go to him and with all your heart seek him while he may be found.
Mm.
I know from experience that he answers saints of God. And I didn't want just anybody, because I have seen people's marriage not doing good, or they divorce and everything. But I didn't want that to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And God answered me, and not only did he answer me, he gave me a wonderful, wonderful husband. And I praise God for that. And the song said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's the best thing that has ever happened to any of us.
Mm.
So I'm encouraging everybody that's listening to my voice today, seek God with all your heart. Lean on him. His arm is not too short that it cannot save. He loves everybody. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So I am so thankful, and I'm so happy that God answered prayer. I know that he will answer your prayer. You just have to be sincere. And I want to share this testimony, because in 2011,
mm-hmm.
I had a heart attack.
Mm.
I wasn't breathing anymore. They confined my pulse. And I flatlined. Saints and friends, I left here. But God.
But
Jesus is a healer.
Yay.
He said, and they beat him on the cross all night long. He said, by my stripes you are healed. And I believed that, and I trusted God. And when I was in the hospital, I had the heart attack at the hospital. My son took me, and he was sitting there, and we was doing giving me things, trying to stop the pain in my chest, but it wasn't working. And he said, I'm so tired. And I said, well, go home. And I just told him to go on home, and he did. And after when he left, I had a heart attack. But God, I'm still here in Jesus' name.
Mm.
And in 2013, on Father's Day, I had my appendix ruptured. You talked about a sick child of God. I was sick. The doctors ran tests on me, test after test, talking about giving me surgery. But I didn't want no surgery. The doctors, I didn't want them cutting on me. I thought I'm 81 at that time. At that time, I'm too old to be cut on. So I prayed. I asked my pastor, Bishop Alfred Singleton Sr., to pray for me, and the saints was praying for me. They were praying for me in Atlanta, California, Michigan, just different ones prayed for me, and I was trusting Jesus. I had faith in him that he would bring me through this. I would not have to have the surgery. Do you not know the last test that the doctors gave me, and I went back to the doctor's office for my checkup, and he said, you don't have to have surgery. Well, I knew that before I got there because we had been praying, seeking God, and God healed me. He's a healer. He's a keeper. He's a savior. He's a way maker. He's hallelujah. He's a burden bearer and a heart fixer. Can't nobody do it like Jesus. And I'm still talking about the power of prayer. My son, he's not the oldest. He's the second son. Back in that day, they was going to schools and talking about the army and asking them to volunteer. So my son was one of them that volunteered, and he went to the ERM, and they shipped him down in Kentucky. And he was down there for a while in the ERM, and he had a sergeant. His sergeant that was over him, he would harass him. He would call me and tell me about it. And so I said, one day I said to him, let me talk to the sergeant. I talked to the sergeant. But that didn't help any. It didn't help at all. So I knew someone was greater than the sergeant. His name is Jesus. So I prayed. I don't know what I said to the Lord at that time, but I know I prayed sincerely. And it wasn't long. They shipped the sergeant out of where my son was. So God answered prayer, saints of God and friends. So he didn't have to go through that with him anymore. So really, you should try him. He will never, never, never leave you. He will never forsake you. He loves his people so much. God gave his only begotten son that whoever you may be, believeth in him to not perish but have everlasting life. And that everlasting life is in Jesus. He died for the whole world that we might be saved. You have a choice. You can either choose life or you can choose death. I'd rather choose life. Because one of these days, we're going to live with him forever and ever and ever. So life is the best. And in my closing, I'm getting ready to close.
All right, Mother, you doing it.
Jesus. In my closing, I would like to extend all that don't know Jesus, an invitation to seek him while he may be found. Call upon his holy name while he's near. If you don't have a church home, I have a dear friend, Bishop Winston Singleton, and his beautiful wife, Lady Jeannie Singleton. Go visit their church.
Right.
I'm going to give you the address. It's Greater Bethlehem Temple Church, 1010 East HYDE Park, Englewood, California. The zip code is 90302. And I'm going to repeat that. Greater Bethlehem Temple Church, 1010 East Hyde Park. Hyde, H-Y-D-E, Park, P-A-R-K, Englewood, California, zip code 90302. And he will be very happy to tell you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that died for the sins of the whole world. He just didn't die for the Jews only, but the whole world, the Jews and the Gentiles. He died for us. He gave, God loved us, so he gave his son, his only son. How many of us out there in Radio Land will give one of our sons for your next door neighbor? No. But God did it for us. Jesus had no sin. But God loved us so much, he gave his son. He was beaten all night long for you and you and you and I, that we might be saved. That first Adam sold us out. Hallelujah. We had no God. We didn't have no fellowship with God. Adam sold us out. But the second Adam, which was Jesus Christ, redeemed us. Now we have a chance to be saved and go back with Jesus and live for him, with him forever. But there's a price we have to pay.
Come on.
And that's to live for him, though you have tests, though you're going to have trials, people are not going to like it, but that's all right. Jesus loves us, and we can depend on him. He'll take you through every test, every trial, every heartache. My heart has been heavy a lot of times because I was hurting. But I could go to Jesus in prayer, and he will lift your burden. He'll take you through. And then I tell you another thing. If you live in the Lansing area and you don't have a church home,
come on, Mama.
You can come to Bethlehem Temple Church, the Bread House. 1518 South Washington Avenue, Lansing, Michigan, 48910. And the pastor is none other than Bishop Alfred Singleton II and his lovely wife, Lady Vivian Singleton. God bless you all. God loves you all.
Lord Jesus.
Keep prayer in your heart. Look to him. Look to him. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. And I tell you, he's a mighty, mighty good Savior. You can call on him early in the morning. You can call him in the noonday. His line is never busy that he can't answer you. He is a prayer answering Savior.
Hey.
So put your trust in him. Depend on him. He'll never let you down. And please, please, the Radio Land and those that hear my voice, please pray for the young people. They need God in their lives. They're going astray on drugs, prostitutes, having babies without marriage, and all of them things. They need God in their lives. A lot of them is in prison. Hallelujah, but God can help them if they want to be helped. He can save you if you want to be saved. He will keep you if you want to be kept. I know he will. He kept me down through the years, and I'm not tired of walking with him because he's a good God. He's a merciful Savior. Hallelujah. I love him right now. He's been good to us.
Yes, Lord.
He's been mighty, mighty good to us. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let him fool you. He ain't going to help you. He'll get you out there in the world, and he won't help you but destroy you. And he wants everybody that he can take back to the lake of fire with him because it's impossible for him to be saved. He lost his job when he had a how on earth that the God that created him going to turn around and say, I'm going to exalt myself and be like the Most High God. How on earth do you think you can get away with that? But he found out that God threw him out of heaven. And he is impossible. He can't be saved. So don't let him destroy you. Come to Jesus. Come with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I guarantee you, you won't regret it. He will take you from earth to glory. It's a song that says, let Jesus lead you. Lead you all the way from earth to glory. He's a mighty, mighty good leader. Let him take you from earth to glory. God bless you. And I want to thank Evangelist for inviting me on this program. I hope that I've been a blessing to somebody, because whatever you do, whatever you need, you can depend on God. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He loves you, and he will take care of you. May God bless you and heaven smile on you. I'm all finished for now. Goodbye.
Evangelist Bernard, praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord, Mother. Thank you for that word. I had my phone on mute to keep down this noise where I'm at, but I thank God for Mother Cannon. I thank God for that awesome word on today. Glory to God, the power of prayer. All I can say is let the church say amen. Mother is a soul winner. She's a warrior. She's a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. Amen. And she's not afraid of the devil. Woo! Glory to God. I bless God. I bless him. I bless him. I bless him. Amen. We're going to go. Hallelujah. Mother should have stayed on. She might have thought she just dropped on off. But I'm going to go and open up the lines. We still see quite a few from Lansing, Michigan. Amen, and I know they're on the line for Mother Cannon. Amen, so I'm going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Aaron, praise the Lord.
I just had my daddy hear it just now. We just got off just now. I let him hear Mother Cannon teach that powerful message. I was in and out, but I let him hear it. He loved it. He's just listening to her about her life, and how the Lord brought her from a mighty long way. That was powerful. That was an honor, and that's why God allows some people to be on in these last and evil days that we're living in for the generation of walking miracle. That's what she is, a walking miracle. She's here for a reason. For the thing, what the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. Said, no, leave my child alone. We got it here for this time that we have right now, but I appreciated me getting on here. I was trying to get most people from Lansing. I knew that's on here. Some more few people I done told, too, to get on here. Before I didn't tell Mother, but I was having them to get on. But this is, like I said, number one broadcast for Jesus. in these last and evil days, and I love it to be on here with my cousin Adrian Bernard, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Everything I see, Lord, is really moving. And that's it. So I'm just letting you know, me and my dad, I met him here, so he enjoyed it. So stayed on it the whole time. So just an honor to be here. Thank you, though.
Man, hello? Aaron, can you, Bishop, want to say something?
Huh?
Can you ask Bishop, do you want to say something?
Okay, hold on. Let me. They had me, homie. She wanted to say, her agent said that she wanted to say something, too, about this broadcast.
No, I don't see it. I'll just wait till I get
back. He said no right now. Till he get back on.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller from Lansing.
Let's see, I don't know. All in my room. They all were.
We're going to Verona. God bless you, Roni. God bless you, Verona.
She's still probably
okay.
Your man.
Okay. Let me go to some of the other callers out of the Lansing area, and then we'll get to the other callers. Caller area code 517. The last four of your number is 7713. Then we're going to come back to Mother Charity. Caller, would you like to say something? That's out of Lansing. 517.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
Speaking with Minister Walter Dodd.
Well, praise the Lord, Minister Dodd. How you doing?
Oh, after hearing Mother Cannon speak, I'm on the mountaintop.
All right.
So we'd like to say praise the Lord, and we just saw the post on Facebook, and we saw that Mother was going to be speaking, and I just wanted to just confirm the word that she spoke. It was heaven sent, and I wanted to confirm her testimony. I'm one of the ones that goes with Mother Cannon to visit the sick and shut in, and she's a trooper. She is a prayer warrior. And she's a faithful. We go once a month. And even after her surgeries and heart attacks, she's still out there on the battlefield, amen, working for the Lord. And we're just so honored to be working with her and under her tutelage because it's nothing like being under a great woman and man of God to show us, amen, the way. And so we appreciate, amen, Mother Cannon on today, and I don't know if she's still listening, but I will definitely give her a call and tell her that she has done a fabulous job, and we thank God for your radio station. I will be tuning in. I miss the great apostle, Bishop Singleton, so we want to be catching on him because he has a wonderful word for these end times, and so the people need to hear that. And so we just are thankful to God that we tuned in today, and we hope, amen, that this radio show, and we will speak a blessing upon it, amen, that God will bless it, amen, and anoint it, amen, because it is needful in this day and hour, and we appreciate you for letting us have a few words on today. God bless you. We love all of you, amen, and we thank God for the word on today.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, Elder Dodd. We certainly appreciate you calling
Brother Dodd. I mean, Deacon Dodd.
Deacon Dodd.
Minister Dodd. I'm Deacon Dodd's son.
Oh, this is Deacon Dodd's son. Okay, I was about to say, bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I love the Dodd family. Give your mother and your Father, my God.
I sure will.
Amen, amen. You sound like your father. You got an older voice, even though you are younger. But you sound like your dad. So God bless you. We're just happy that you tuned in to support Mother Cannon and also visited our radio broadcast. Don't let it be your last time. Amen, amen. We're going to Verona Singleton. Well, let's go to Mother Charity, then we'll come back to you, Roni. Mother Charity, God bless you. I meant to open up her line earlier, but I didn't. Mother Charity, God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
Yeah, God bless y'all. Amen. I'm so happy to be able to tune in and be able to listen, amen, to Sister Cannon. Oh, she's been my friend since we met when we used to come up to the council at the Bread House where her pastor, Bishop Singleton, is. And we always connected, and she's always been busy. Busy, busy all the time. If she wasn't working in the kitchen, I'm telling you, she was working out on the field. Whatever her hands find to do, you're going to find Mother Mary Cannon involved in it. Yeah, right. And I just thank the Lord for her. And this is my first time of really hearing her evangelize. As a matter of fact, all of this time that I've known her down through the years, but I know she did have a gift because, you know, she would talk about the Lord. And when me and her get together, we would be talking about the Lord all the time. And she's always been involved, you know, in winning souls for the Lord or talking about the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for her. She done a beautiful job. And I tell you, the power of prayer. I mean, that was a magnificent title. Because there is power in prayer. And if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. Mm. Thank the Lord. You could just call him in the midnight hour, like she said. You call him in the morning, call him in the noonday, and his line is never, never busy. You can always get through to the Lord. And I just thank the Lord, amen, for the saints of God. It's nothing like being saved. You know what? I remember when I was in the world, and I was about 35 years old at the time that the Lord saved me and called me into holiness. And do you know, yeah, and I'm 82 now.
Look at these mothers. Y'all blessing me today.
Oh, I tell you, if the Lord say the same, February the 9th, I'll be 83 years old.
Right.
Yes, and so God is good to me. Amen. He's brought me a long way. But what my point is that I was going to say at the age of 35, and even before that, I would, you know, hear on the radio, the different radio broadcasts. I would hear people say something, you know, they was going to church, and then they would go to a church, and this man here that was supposed to have been the preacher, he was going to give them a number. He was going to give them a number to play. It was like gambling. And so I was looking at that. See, that's why you have to be careful, because you don't never know who may be looking at your life and listening. And so they didn't show me nothing. I didn't see nothing out of their life. They didn't show me anything to draw me into holiness. That's why I say you got to be careful out here about because you can cause a person to stumble and fall.
Yeah.
And then after that, when I would hear them radio broadcasts, I would hear so many different stories and different stuff on there and all that. None of that stuff affected me. One day, I guess at that time, the Lord was dealing with my heart. And one day I said, Lord, I was just talking out in my house. I said, Lord, where is the truth? I said, I hear this one saying that. I won't hear this one say that. I said, how would I even know who's telling the truth?
My God.
And so God knows your heart, I'm telling you. And I said, because, Lord, wherever the truth is, I said, if I ever get it, I said, I'm going to serve you. That's what I'm going to do. I said, and I don't want to be all mixed up. Now, I was talking to the Lord just like that. I was talking to the Lord, but I thought I was. That was my intention anyway. But the Lord knows, hallelujah, your desires of your heart. And that's when the Lord led me to the truth. And when I heard the truth, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that it was something to that. It was something to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. And so I just thank the Lord because he's real. And I thank the Lord, amen, for the power of prayer. Because I know I have called on the Lord, and I have got an answer. So God bless you all today. Amen. Continue to pray for me. I am very much encouraged. And you know what? I'm praying for this ministry, Destiny, the new destiny.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes. And so you all be encouraged, okay? Because God, this is what the work that he want us to do. This is the kind of work God want us to do is reach out for the souls. This is the most important thing. Amen. And so y'all continue to be encouraged, and we continue to pray for one another. All right. Amen. God bless you now.
Amen, Mother. You know what, Mother? We couldn't pay for this nowhere. You can't pay for this, to have these mothers on the line that have been serving God over 50 years. My God, that let me know God, my God is awesome. Amen. We're going to Verona Singleton. God bless you, Mother Charity. Verona, God bless you. Okay, Ronnie, I've opened up your line several times.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Praise the Lord, everyone. Everyone. And I just want to say I am just elated today to be on the line. I concur with your sentiment, Evangelist Bernard, today. You can't pay for this. This is real. Like I had said when we were speaking last week, we are fortunate to have life. We have a real life experience of people of faith before us. Nowadays, people of faith that have walked before us in the ministry. Mother Cannon, she's right here. I am a witness of her life. Mother Charity, I'm a witness of her life. Everyone can say that. So we have the real experience of seeing these people of God, these women of God, prayer warriors, willing workers. That's what Mother Cannon had started at our church at one time. It was called Willing Workers. And like Mother Charity said, and Mother Charity is a willing worker. Mother Charity worked wherever. Well, I remember in the councils and things. But they have been women of God that I have looked at, along with my mother. And I know this, that what they are saying is true. They've lived, and they're still living it. And it is true. That's why I can say, and I understand even more now where I'm at this age and stage in my life, that like they used to say, the old folks we say used to say, he'll keep you if you want to be kept.
My God.
And I know by what Mother is saying, the power of prayer is one of the keys.
All right.
So we just thank God today, and we just bless the name of the Lord and bless this New Destiny Ministry by way of Blog Talk Radio. And we just thank God, and we hope and pray that everyone that is listening, that God have touched their hearts today. And we just continue to walk this walk of faith. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen, amen. That's what it is, a walk of faith, to have lived 81 and 82 years and still be as vibrant and alive and still have that Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. That's fire, honey. Oh, Lord, I ask the Lord to just give me 10 more good years to serve him, 10 more good years to win some souls, 10 more good years. Lord, I just ask for 10 more. Now, if you grant me 20 more or 30 more like Mother Cannon and Mother Charity, I'll be grateful for that too. But I'm just asking the Lord, Spare me to be vibrant. Spare me to be healthy. Spare me to be alive with all the activities of my limbs where I can get out here and do what he has called me to do. Oh, Jesus, if I could be as healthy as Mother Karen and live to 81 years old, whoa, God, that's 20 more, 21 more years. That glory, Jesus. Boy, I bless the Lord. Let me stop. They have really encouraged me today. Hallelujah. You don't find too many mothers on the firing line like that anymore. We just ain't got them. Amen. I'm going to minister Democrat. We're going to go to the men on the line now. We have a few more callers. We're going to get to you. Hold on. Don't sign off. You can't pay for this. You got to wait. Mother Cannon and Mother Charity have been living 82 years, and I know they had to wait on the Lord for some things. So, young people, don't be weary. The scripture said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen, amen. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm with you. Amen, woman of God. Amen. It's a blessing when you can hear mothers over the age of 30. Amen, amen, that lives something. Amen, not knocking them, but it's always good to hear that knowledge. I was like listening to the testimony, amen, prayer changes thing. And one important thing that I heard and what the woman of God was saying, sometimes when God tells you stuff, it's going to hurt other folks' feelings. I was thinking about Brother John. I'm like, Lord, he quit the military and he still ain't get picked. I was like, it would have been a problem with me. I'd probably be hurt. But I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to do what God tell you to do. Amen. If it hurts folks feeling, hallelujah, anyhow, you got to be obedient to the word of God. So I got that from what the woman of God was saying. When you pray, God going to answer you and be ready to do what he tell you to do. So amen to God. I thank and praise God for the woman of God, amen, to live and to share with us. And amen. God, may God continue to bless her with more years and more wisdom. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Mother Hannah, don't hang up because we want to come back to you, Mother, so please don't hang up. Amen. We're going to go to Sister T, and then I'm going to come to Prophet Michael Davis in a minute. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you, Evangelist. It is truly an honor to be on the line. I really enjoyed that, Mother. You don't know she helped me so much. I mean, I appreciate that message on today. Me and my sister were sitting here listening to it, and then we're listening to the song, How God Favored Us. He favored us because we prayed. So I thank and bless and honor God today for this ministry, for that beautiful mother that came on the line, and all the beautiful comments. I thank God for this ministry. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister T. We praise God for you. Amen. Sister T lost her mother a couple of months ago, so she's still being strengthened and still looking to Jesus, and we're still praying for you, Sister T. Hallelujah. So God bless you. We appreciate you. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Kim. God bless you, Sister Kim. Sister Kim. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Ruby and have some remarks from Sister Ruby, and then we're going to go to Prophet Michael Davis. Amen. Sister Ruby, God bless you. This is our co-host, the one that manned this switchboard in this studio. Amen. I'm able to switchboard today, so I'm giving her a little breather today. But we truly thank God for Sister Ruby. I tell you, we couldn't go forth every day the way we go forth on time. We're never late. When Blog Talk Radio say 9, 5, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1, you're live. Sister Ruby is at the switchboard 30 minutes in advance, so we certainly thank God for her, and she is a mother also. She's a mother in Zion, amen, so we just appreciate Sister Ruby and all what she does for this ministry and all what she does for this radio broadcast. She has certainly been a Jew, and you know, when you get up in age, you don't have a lot of tolerance for things, and she learned this switchboard with this computer, and I tell you, she has it clicking on every end. Amen. So we just thank God for Mother Ruby today. God bless you, Mother Ruby.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just a blessing to be on the line. And most of all, it's just be a blessing to be called and chosen of Jesus Christ to work in his kingdom.
I was just so elated with the testimony and the anointing that's on Mother Cannon, you know, and all of the different things she mentioned about prayer. You must pray changes. But also, she done an altar call. You haven't heard people do altar calls in a long time. I say, Mother Cannon, you got it. You done that altar call and you gave out information. If they don't have a church and they in the vicinity area of Los Angeles or the other part of it, you gave the address. I say, well, I'm waiting on the phone number. But I'm just saying you don't hear that as often, but you do hear that when the Lord has called and chosen you to be a witness for the kingdom of God. It's just in you, and nothing you can do about it. So I'm excited about Mother Charity and everybody that has this witness ministry. You know, it's good for us to witness. We're called to witness, Acts 1:8 say, when you receive power. But then it's another anointing that the Lord give you to be a witness out there in the sidewalk, everywhere you go. Before you close your mouth, you got to tell them how to get saved. Call that altar call. So I'm excited. Praise my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
All right.
Holy Ghost, that's been something. She called the altar.
Mother did that. Mother had all of her things. Well, Mother, I want to let you know, too, we all are not in Los Angeles. We're in Stockton, California. We're in Tennessee. We're in Florida. We're in Georgia. We all over the globe. Amen. But I thank God for you giving them that information for Bishop Winston Singleton in Los Angeles. So God bless you. We're going to go to Pop and Michael Davis. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless everyone. I didn't have a chance yesterday to make any comments because I was in a hurry, but God is good in the name of Jesus Christ. Mother Cannon, I just want to say God bless you. Thank you for hearing from God, and thank you for obeying the Holy Spirit. Truly, that is a word from God, because prayer is the key to the kingdom of God. When you first come to meet Jesus, you meet him by prayer. When you receive Jesus at the altar, you receive him by saying a prayer. When you're introduced to the Holy Spirit, you're introduced to him by prayer, because you have to ask him through the name of Jesus to come into your life and to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Everything that you get from God in the kingdom of God is through prayer. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Then in another place it's written, and it says, men ought to always pray without ceasing. Glory to God. So we do have to have a prayer life, and we should increase our prayer life. We should increase our prayer time, because much prayer equals much power. Little prayer, little power. So that's how you know who's running from the devil. All you got to do is see who's coming to the prayer meeting, and you'll find out who's running from the devil. Glory to God. But I just thank God for you, because truly this is a time that we need to spend more time in prayer. Every opportunity that we have, we should duck into a bathroom somewhere if we're traveling and on the road. Take 5 or 10 minutes and go in there and pray. Glory to God. Pray while you're in your car. They got people on the road that's sick in their mind. That you got all kind of people driving out there who not saved. Pray while you're driving. And let me just encourage those who pray in the Spirit. Pray in tongues as often as possible. Pray in tongues because it builds you up in your most holy faith. So pray in the Spirit often, because what that's going to do is going to reveal the will of God for your life. As you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the perfect will of God. Now, you might not know everything that you're praying about, but as you're praying in the Spirit, God will begin to reveal to you the things you need to know to know it. My
Hallelujah.
God, because everything we pray for by faith, It's all done by faith, and we receive it by faith. So glory to God. Mother Cannon, I thank you for that word. That's an encouraging word. That's even a word to me to let me know I need to pray more. I'm praying now, but I need to pray more. There's nothing wrong with more prayer because I need more power. So I thank God for that word. That's a liberating word. My God from heaven, that word touched my heart. It touched my spirit because I remember growing up in the Church of God in Christ at 14 years old. I'm laying on the floor while I'm in the prayer meeting. My mother calls us, son, you got to go to church with us, son. We're going to the prayer meeting. Mom, I don't want to go. No, you in my house, you going. So I said, okay, I'm going to go and go to sleep. But I couldn't sleep in the prayer meeting. I was laying on the floor. And I heard the mothers moaning on the front bench. I heard them crying out and calling on the name of Jesus. And that's how I learned how to pray, by hearing the mothers in the prayer meeting moaning and groaning and calling on the name of Jesus. And now we want to have these intellectual prayers, but no power. Most auspicious God, King of glory, majesty, most high, one who was and always is and will and is to come. Now just get down in your heart. Like you said, you got to mean that prayer. Don't try to sound intellectual. Just come from your spirit and be honest with God. Be honest with God.
That's right.
God from heaven. So I just want to... Mother Ken, I just want to say thank you. God bless you. And Mother Charity, God bless you for your words. You guys are pillars in the kingdom of God. You're pillars in the church. God has obviously set a foundation in your lives, and we who are coming behind you need to listen to the wisdom and counsel of those who have gone before us. And I receive the impartation of prayer by the Holy Ghost through faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Michael. We appreciate it. Amen. Prophet Darlene, God bless you.
God bless everyone. Good afternoon. Hallelujah.
Mother Cannon, before we dismiss off the line, so please don't hang up. Those that can hang on a little while longer, hang on. Amen. Prophet Darlene, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. My soul has been blessed on this afternoon. I thank God for God being God. I just thank God. I'm just filled up right now. I just thank God because the power of prayer is effective. When you begin to pray, I just thank God. When you begin to pray, I can relate to what you were saying, Mother Cannon. I just thank God for you. And you also example to us to keep on going forward. So I just been encouraged by your word on today. And I thank God for the testimony that you gave. I thank God for the power of prayer that you have in your life, because you can feel it. When you're praying constantly, you can feel the power. So you can feel the anointing on your life. You ain't got to say a lot of words. You can just feel the anointing. When you came on the line, I could just feel the power of prayer. The thing, the suffering you went through, the heartaches you went through, the power of prayer lives in you. So I thank God that you shared it with us. This is an honor and a privilege. And like the woman of God said, you can't get this anywhere. And I thank God for the seat under this anointing. I thank God that there's still mothers like that praying, seeking the faith, not only praying, going out witnessing, doing the work. So you've been an inspiration to me. You've been an encouragement to me on today. And I thank God for the power of prayer that lives in your life. And I thank God for you sharing it in our life on today. Thank God for also Mother Cannon giving her testimony and giving her words of encouragement. So I thank God for the both of the mothers on today, and I thank God for this broadcast, and I thank God for the power of prayer, because it does change this thing. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. I tell you, this has been a transforming word today. I tell you, hallelujah. And you know, when you begin to, you know, I do a lot of promoting and advertising on the social media, and sometimes many of you all, you might get irritated with me because I send out mass texts and everything. But you know, I got a word myself, Mother, this morning, Mother Cannon. I called Minister Derek, Pastor Adams' son, and they're no longer on Blog Talk. They were on Blog Talk for 4 years. And the Lord kept putting them in my spirit. And when I called him this morning, he had a word for me. How do you like that?
Right?
So I was calling him because God put him in my spirit, but he had a word for me. And when we began to talk, I began to think about how we go to the bank and make deposits. And I began to think about we've been on this line for 2 years. And as he was praying for me and telling me what thus say the Lord dropped that in my spirit. And I said, now, some of my cousins I've talked to, they said, well, why are you on there every day? They don't understand why I'm on this line every day. But nobody can understand your purpose. But if God has spoken something in your spirit,
that's right.
People to understand. And as I began to talk with him, the Lord told me, every day that you get on this broadcast, you're making a deposit.
All right.
God told me this morning, he said, every day you get on this broadcast, a deposit is being made into your account.
All right.
So when he told me that, I said, my God, that's a word. And he began to say, and every time trouble comes, every time you can't see your way, every time you're praying and crying out to me, he said, guess what? I look in your account, and I said, my God, she's worthy of a blessing today. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord spoke in my spirit. He said, you're making some deposits. Hallelujah. When trouble comes, hey, Jesus, when you're up at 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning and somebody else is in another zone sleeping, when you're laying prostrate on your floor, hallelujah, wherever else you at, hey, glory to God, that's some deposits. Hallelujah. He said, when the enemy comes in, he said, I look at your account, and I say, you can't get that again. Oh, God, she has too many deposits in here. Hey, glory to God. Every day we get on this line, Sister Ruby, we're making some deposits. If we don't see the 2 or 3 people on the line, we're making a deposit. Ah, glory to God. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you need some help, all you have to do is call on Jesus like Brother
said. That's right.
Hallelujah.
When
you don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out. How do you want to go to the bank and withdraw something and you have no deposits?
That's right.
Glory to God. The only
Hallelujah.
Thing that's going to happen, God is going to have to do a supernatural thing. Yeah, that's the only way you're going to put your ATM card in the ATM machine and you know your account is overdrawn.
That's right.
The only way any money going to come out that machine, the Lord then commanded somebody the deposit, to make a deposit in your account. I got to stop because I'm doing something. The Lord gave me that this morning. So these 2 years that we're investing coming on this radio blog talk every day ain't in vain. Somebody has heard the word today. Preached by Mother Candle today. She said the power of prayer. If you didn't hear it in the 1 o'clock hour, maybe at midnight, when you're confused, when there's trouble in your home, go on your laptop, go on your iPad or your iPod, and go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to the website
and you get
the interest and put up this message, the power of prayer. And I guarantee you, you'll be encouraged.
Yes, you will.
I bless him today. I ain't going to let nobody block my blessing. In 2014, the Lord told me double. And for y'all, for those of you that haven't sold that $28, see, shame on you. Because guess what? I will let a $28 seed, it ain't about the seed, it's about your obedience. And that's what the Lord told me this year. He said your obedience is going to manifest blessings. I don't need your $28. Hallelujah. God said, the earth is mine, and the fullness thereof. I don't need your money. All I want you to do is obey. I'm looking for some obedient children. I'm looking for some people to say to themselves, to obey is better than sacrifice. Oh, y'all better hear me today. Hallelujah. God is doing something. And it ain't no
problem.
You'll do it in 24 hours. If your ways please him, if you have made some deposits, God will do something for you. Woo, glory to God. I'm going back to Mother Cannon. Woo, Jesus. But before I go to Mother, let me open up the line. I see my sister Dawn on the line.
That's all right.
Jesus. Mother, you done did
Hallelujah.
Something here today. The power of prayer. Woo, God. Hallelujah. When you can't look to nobody, look to Jesus. When you can't see your way out, look to Jesus. We've been on this is our second 21-day fast. On Sunday at midnight, we'll be released again. I don't know how many out there in Radio Land went on it with us. We did a 21 in December. We did a 21 in January. Hallelujah. And I might go 30 or 40 days because I'm looking for some blessings from the Lord. I don't need your blessings. I need God's blessings. Hallelujah, because you might take yours back. Oh, but when God give you something, when he give you the gift of the Holy Ghost, he says, sealed in you until the day of redemption. He won't take it back. You can and let it lay dormant, but God will never take that gift back from you.
He'll just allow
you to walk around like a dried up pool, like a dried up big tree that don't have no more fruit. God, you better watch, God. This was a word from God today. The power of prayer. Dawn, hallelujah. If you could say anything, say something. If not, I'm going back to Mother Cannon. Oh, God, because I'm feeling something here. Oh, God, I don't want to shy y'all. Oh, glory. Dawn, oh, Jesus, if not, I'm going back to Mother Mary Cannon. Ah, Mother, we love you. Hallelujah. Check on me. She may not come on this line. Hallelujah. And I may not see her from one year to the next. But guess what? She'll call and check on me. She said, hey, this is Mother Cannon. I'm just calling to check on you. See how you're doing. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for Mother Cannon today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank him for my family that's on the line. People of God, let me tell you, don't let nobody separate you from your family. Don't let nobody talk about your family. I don't care how bad they are. I don't care what they're doing. You don't know who you're going to need. That little boy, that two-year-old baby, you might need him to come get you a glass of water. I heard Mother Charity say yesterday, if her daughter wasn't home, she would have bled to death in a pool of blood. Don't let nobody tell you about your children. Give up on your children. Stop praying for them. I'm sick of this and say, yes, they get on your nerves. Yes, you want to take something and knock them upside their head. Sometimes you want to take them out. Hallelujah. But guess what? Don't give up on them because prayer changes things.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's
God,
right.
The mother already said, God, I answer your prayers. He never slumber nor sleep. Hey, mother. I'm going back to Mother Cannon. I've got to stop here. Glory to God. Jesus.
Well, I'm enjoying you, Evangelist.
God, I bless
and
you
I just want to thank God for you and Jesus letting me be on your broadcast. I appreciate it.
Oh, Jesus.
So God bless you, and I'll be talking to you sometime.
Mother, we love you. I tell you, we couldn't have gotten this at the National Convention.
on the presiding Bishop Sunday. We couldn't have got a word like this. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm telling you. In the convention, they're going to look for the gifted preachers. Some of them ain't got no anointing. Some of them ain't living nothing. Hallelujah. They are just doing a lot of hooping and hollering, and they're living nothing.
Well, God bless you, and you'll be hearing from me here. Can you hear me? Adrian, are you gone?
Hallelujah. That's on this line can say the same thing. Married to one woman for 55 years and 12 mm-hmm. children. No scandal. Been preaching the gospel. Hey, man, you don't find these kind of men and women today. You don't find mothers like Mother Charity and Mother Cannon today. Ooh, they are extinct. Woo, Jesus. So, Mother, we thank you. Did I get everybody on the line? I hope I didn't miss nobody. Y'all forgive me, but I have to move as the Lord allowed me to move. You call me crazy if you want. Hey, anybody that spend time in prayer, that's what you're going to get labeled as crazy.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard.
I'm praying for Jesus. Hallelujah, Mother. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God for Brother Dodd coming on the line, being with us today. Thank God.
He's on now, Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
He's on. He's back on the line. Did you want me to open it so he can tell her?
Who?
He came on the line.
Who?
The one she which they go out every month together and minister.
Oh, did he want to say something else?
Your line.
No, that's fine. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, God bless you, Brother Dodd. We appreciate you coming on. Thank God for my family. Thank God for Minister Aaron. You know, Minister Aaron and Mother Cannon, they're getting the word out in Michigan. Amen. And Roni. I don't want to leave Roni out. Amen. You know, but Aaron is out in the street more than Roni is. So, God, we thank God for him today. I thank God for Minister Democrat, Prophetess Darlene, Sister T, Sister Kim, and some of the others that was on the line earlier. We praise God for you. We want Prophetess Darlene to give out her information. She has a prayer line. This is a wonderful woman of God. She's been coming on this line faithfully. I'm telling you, she has ministered for us. She has prayed for us. Amen. So we want to support her in what God is giving her to do. Amen. So we're going to have Prophetess Darlene to share with our listeners her information. And before we do that, I want to ask Sister Ruby, is there anybody in the chat room? Sister Ruby? Okay.
Patriot Greg just came on. Hi, Patriot Greg. Thanks for tuning in.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Sister Ruby, our co-host. We just bless the Lord. We done had this line lit up today, Mother Cannon. So I know you are loved and people support you all over the nation. Mother shared a testimony with me. I won't share it with you all, but she was telling me, she said, I call him a presiding bishop. I said, well, Mother, you don't have no respect to person. Whoever the Lord leads Mother to call, she calling on him. So if she call on you, just know she's being led of God. Amen. We're going to ask Minister Aaron Singleton to go back to him and have him to close us after Prophetess Darlene give us her information. We're going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton and have him to pray for Mother Cannon and also to close us out with the prayer. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. The information is, my phone number is 712-432-1500. Once again, that prayer line number is 712-432-1500. And the code to it is 211-498-POUND. That's 712-432-1500, 211-498-POUND. And that's on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Western, and Saturday night is Overflow Night. And that's 8 p.m. also.
like Mother said, the power of prayer. So come and join us for the power of prayer and be blessed. God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Prophetess Darlene is also on Facebook. Amen.
Oh, so God. You
can also go to our Facebook page and you can get that information, or you can text me and I'll give you that information again if you did not hear it. Amen. We're going to go to Minister Democrat. I think he hit the one key. Did you have something to say, Minister Democrat?
The thing kept saying muted. I'm muted. Amen, God. I'm just full right now. Amen, God. I ate that word today. God bless. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Minister Democrat. He downloads these messages on YouTube. And those of you that did not hear the interview by our former presiding bishop, Alfred Singleton, you can go on YouTube and you can hear that interview in part one and part two. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for Mother Charity. Thank God for Sister C, Sister Kim. We open up the line. I know you're at work, so you probably wasn't able to say nothing. My sister Dawn. Amen. Dawn? All right, I'm not going to call you anymore. We're going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton, and we want him to pray for Mother Cannon and also close us out with the word of prayer. Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Mother. Mother Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
You still on there?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, I'm going to say a prayer for you. Dear my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, right now, let your blood prevail, God, oh Father. You're so worthy to be praised right now, God. We want to thank you for my mother, oh God. Bless her, God. Strengthen her. Oh God, wish you weak, making her strong, God, in these last evil days. Have you have her on this radio broadcast? Bringing the word, oh God, because prayers do change things, God. The anointing on her life, oh God, that nobody can take it away from you but you, Jesus. Anywhere the enemy meant for evil, you meant for good, oh God. Bless her right now, oh God, and keep her here, oh God, and even be here for 100 years. Let your will be done right now, God, because we need these mothers in these last and evil days that we're living in, oh God, because without you, we can't do nothing, oh God. Bring her, oh God, touch her. Give her strength right now, Jesus. Touch the people out there that they're hearing right now, Jesus. Let your will be done right now. As we give nothing, oh God. Oh, Father, you're so worthy to be praised, Jesus. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you everything, oh God. Oh, Father, because without you, we wouldn't even be here, God. Oh, Father, the devil trying to mess up things, oh God. But you know we're here for a reason, Jesus. For the season, Lord God. Bless right now. Touch your mother right now. Give her strength, oh God. Oh, Father, because they ain't heard nothing yet, God. Father, we heard the message that you brought through her, Jesus. But some things, God, you left for last, oh, God. I feel getting on there again, Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Bless her day. Have 100,000 angels cast around her, oh, God. Bless her. Oh, God, let your will be done, we pray right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello?
Amen, amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. Mother, thank you again. You have an open invitation to come on this broadcast and minister at any time. Amen. Tomorrow we want to invite you to come back. We have Bishop Jesse Grant out of Chicago, Illinois, will be ministering for us on tomorrow. And then on Friday, for both Fridays, with Pastor Hamilton. Some of you all that wasn't on the line, Pastor Hamilton is engaged. Amen. So God is doing some wonderful things. Mother says she had two men. Hallelujah. Had to propose to her. Amen. So mother is a bad woman, baby. She's a bad woman. So mother said she prayed and asked the Lord, which one of them would be a good husband for her? God, Jesus. She could have chose either one of them. And the way mother told the story, both of them was honorable men. Hallelujah. But God showed her husband who she birthed 10 children with. Amen. So that was a wonderful testimony. Amen. So Mother Cannon, we love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. We're going to let Sister Ruby close us all now. Hallelujah. The power of prayer. That was the word today.
Amen. We're going to start with let the church say amen.
I want to introduce to you right now your friend and brother,
to me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word is.
let the church say amen. God bless.